32.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, July the 17th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great one today. We got a lot to do today. We are going to let you hear from a little bit of the excerpts from SEC Media Days. Yesterday, Kirby Smart, Matt Luke, Jeremy Pruitt, Jimbo Fisher. We're going to talk a little British Open today. Going to talk a little Major League Baseball today. Talk some coordinators across the ACC and SEC today. But let's be clear, mostly Clemson football after the media day yesterday. I took notes on every coach and everything that was said. And I have one thing, well, at least one, because there's a couple of positions that are just more to digest than one thing. But one thing from every position unit, we'll get into that today. Major League Baseball from last night, Yankees beat the Rays 8-3. Phillies down the Dodgers, a rare Dodgers loss, 9-8. Not a rare Orioles loss, though, in a battle of the nation's capital area there. Nats beat the Orioles 8-1. Indians scalped the Tigers, shut them out 8-0. Blue Jays over the Red Sox, 10-4, good buddy. Marlins over the Padres, 12-7. The D-backs bit the Rangers 9-2. Cubs over the Reds 4-3. Braves took it on the chin last night. It was not a nice night for the Braves. Yelich had a grand slam. Braves got beat 13-1 to the Brewers. Mets beat both the Twins 3-2. The Royals shut out the White Sox 11-0. Pirates over the Cardinals 3-1. It was the Giants. See, Pirates got a win. Hey, Giants. Hey. Or as I like to say, yeah. Giants double up Rockies 8-4. Angels ground the Astros 7-2, and the Athletics sink the Mariners 9-2. Someone from a standings standpoint, Yankees a 6-game lead over the Rays, 10 over the Red Sox at this point. Braves right now 6.5 game lead. What's 7.5 now? 6.5 game lead over the Nats, 8.5. Over the Phillies. British Open tee times to tell you about. We'll get the local guys, but this time tomorrow, they'll be about a third of the way through with the first round tee times. It all begins at 6:35 Eastern or 6:35 local time there at 1:35 local or Eastern time here. So we'll get you caught up with that a little bit. Again, a lot to talk about with Clemson football today. I'll get in those notes in this segment and throughout the show, and I'm going to let you hear from those SEC coaches. The producer of this show and the guy that is doing an unbelievable job of not only what he does here on the air for this show, but all shows, and then what he does as far as his day job here at WCCP, John underscore Height on Twitter, HIGHT. Good morning, John Height, buddy. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Mickey. How you doing?
I am absolutely 100% fantastic. Life is good. Life is great. And glad to hear you're doing well. I know you had, did you run Kwok and Kelly's show yesterday? Is that you?
The duo of Ben Milstead and myself kind of rotating there.
Gotcha.
We did that, worked on Kwok and Kelly, conducted a lot of those interviews with coaches during the press box yesterday. So we did a lot of that and then just had a nice relaxing evening.
Nice.
Nice to step away after a fun day. I tell you, this time of year is a lot of fun to be here.
Yes.
As we are, you know, what is it, 43 days until kickoff over there on that clock? But
well, it's actually 43 days, 13 hours, 19 minutes, and 2 seconds, but who's counting?
Okay, so now we're at the 18-minute mark. You know, it's football season started here at WCCP.
It has.
We're here. We're off and running. And look forward to doing the show. And then a big day today for the station up at ACC Media Days.
Yep. Up in Charlotte, Brad Sinketh, 9 to noon, live from Charlotte. Kwok and Kelly, noon to 3, live from Charlotte as they kick off the ACC Media Days. Hey, anything else going on in your world? Pirates won. That's great.
Pirates won. You know, this time of year, that's about all I can ask for.
Your dog's okay?
She's good.
Great.
She's not adjusting well to this getting up early thing right now. She's kind of a lazy bum.
That's right.
So that 5 a.m. alarm goes off. She's just kind of looking at me like, what in the world are you doing?
What are you doing, dude?
Gets up and she goes immediately right to the couch and goes back to sleep.
Drake does that to me sometimes, man.
Does he?
Yeah. You're like, what in the world are you doing, dude? Why are you doing that?
Yeah, Pops, I'm just going to nap this off real quick. I'll see you in a couple hours.
Mary has figured it out. She is the giver of life and the giver of breast milk. I'm the comedian around the house. So he looks at me like, who's this clown? okay, funny man. Make me laugh, funny man. That's what I am to him. Do it, funny man. Anyway.
For Drake, for the people of the upstate, you know, it's
funny man. Couldn't take care of that for
you. Are you a sports talk radio host or are you just a comedian?
Now, I will say this. I think I'm funnier than anybody else thinks. The other side of it is in the morning, you have to be a little more entertaining. I've done other shows other times of the day and we've been a little more information based, but you want to get up and get in a good mood. And I learned it from Regis Philbin watching his show that morning time, not a lot of debate. Well, we debate some. We don't yell and scream a whole lot at each other. We don't get mad at each other a whole lot. And we want to get you off to a good mood. When at all possible. It's not all the time, but you want to be a little cheery and in a good mood.
I can understand not wanting to be cheery all the time. The first thing you see is Zach Orr sitting over here.
Yeah, that's different. He's such a contrarian as it is.
Right.
That you can understand I'd want to go another route there. If someone said, hey, man, look, I got 1 minute before I got to go back to work here. What did I miss from the media days at Clemson yesterday? Your big take, was there a big take? Was there anything that you noticed coming out of hearing the interviews and hearing the information flowing out yesterday?
I think they feel as good about the back seven on that defense as they do about anything else on the football team.
Nice.
It seemed they seemed to have a good feel for linebackers and secondary. If you go to WCCPFM.com, there's a great interview Kwok and Kelly did with Brent Venables, Mike Reed, and Mickey Kahn discussing it. What a great interview. I could listen to Brent Venables talk shop all day long.
For those that missed it, we'll let you hear maybe a little bit of that later today in this show. I don't like doing a lot of that, but matter of fact, we don't hardly do it at all. But in this case, since it's so good, and since it is Brent Venables, and since it is that entertaining, we might let you hear a little bit of that throughout the show today. All right. I wrote this down, and I want to get in this segment. I'm going to repeat it several times. I learned something from every coach yesterday. And because I know how the world works, I basically have the one big thing from every coach yesterday. Uh-huh. There's a couple of position groups where I had ties for first. But and some are more significant than others. But let me get to the one thing I learned from every coach yesterday.
All right, what you got?
Let's start at quarterback. And Brandon Streeter named three areas where he thought that Trevor Lawrence could improve.
There are three?
I don't think there's any. But he thinks there's three, and he's a quarterback's coach.
I guess he knows what he's talking about.
Number one is, he said, I've had this happen before when guys master the offense already, And this has happened with Trevor. He tried to do too much in the first part of spring. He tried to look at too many things. He was doing some really good stuff, but there was something he needed to continue to improve on, is keep it simple, trust the system. And he did that in the second half of the spring, did a good job. So not trying to do too much. Because my thing with him is just continue to be who you are and don't change. Just keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you've got expectations. You want to go prove to everybody you're the best out there. So he has those expectations, but the poise he has is incredible. Number two, so again, keep it simple. Don't try to do too much.
Hey, the KISS theory is great for all of us in life.
All right. Number two, managing systems is something we talked about. There's a lot of situations where he did a great job of managing last year, but there are a few times where he could have managed it better, just being ready for those situations when they come. So managing the game, you know, managing the situation at times.
Okay.
And number three, fundamentally, footwork in the pocket can be more consistent. Staying in that pocket so he can make those throws downfield. He has a tendency to drift left or right. Most of the time, he does a good job of it. Sometimes he would drift into an area where the tackle was, and he can improve upon that. Now, Dabo Swinney said yesterday that he'd like to see him be more effective at extending plays.
Ah.
And because I do think this. I think of all the things that he does, the thing he does better than anything else is throw on the run.
So yes, yeah, absolutely.
That arm strength and accuracy on a run is better than anything I've ever seen from any quarterback ever.
You know, I hear you say it since. All I could think of is the Georgia Tech game where he was rolling out left.
Unbelievable.
And threw it into the Hunter Renfrow in the, you know, the little corner of the end zone there.
Unbelievable. I also wrote down, again, that's the one thing from Streeter, but I wrote down one other thing that I heard from Brandon Streeter yesterday.
What was that?
Tyson Pumichon. He's up 20 pounds. He weighs 222 right now.
Okay.
Dabo said that we could win with Trevor Lawrence or Chase Bryce. I believe that. But with Pumichon up to 222, and I just want to say this about that. I think we had a feeling with Trevor Lawrence. I think we had a feeling that with Deshaun Watson, that he was going to be the starting quarterback from the time he committed to the day he left. We knew that he was the guy. And it took him 2.5 games to become the guy, but he was the guy. I think with Trevor Lawrence, we knew from the time he committed, even though Hunter Johnson was here, even though Zerick Cooper was here, even though Chase Bryce was here, and even though Bryant was here. Yeah, obviously Mickey. Even though those guys were here, I think we knew at some point in time that Trevor Lawrence is going to be the guy. Now, and it worked out that way. But I will tell you this, it doesn't always work out that way. And you go back and look at it, and half of the five-star quarterbacks end up transferring other places. Now, I say that to say this. I do think that DJ Uiagalelei will be the starting quarterback here at Clemson. But I don't know that. And I would not discount Pumichon at this point. He is a much better passer with a much better release than I would have thought. He's a big, strong, physical kid now, 222. And he showed me something in the spring. Of all the things I saw in the spring, of the newcomers at least, he was probably the biggest surprise to me. And this is not a hold-you-over guy. This is a guy that would be starting quarterback at Clemson in a lot of years. He's going to play this year. He's not going to redshirt. He's going to play this year. And I would not be surprised at all if he impressed when he got here. Give him a leg up on whoever else is coming in. Now, with that said, I do believe that DJ will win the job. I think DJ's elite. But don't discount the development of Pumichon, and don't just write him off already, saying that, well, you know, it's going to be passed along from Trevor to DJ. Because you don't know. We really, and I say that because Dabo Swinney doesn't know, and Brandon Streeter doesn't know at this point. So let's it's going to be fun watching him develop.
Oh, yeah.
For a while.
Talking with, when we got it, you know, at the spring game, we were leaving, and I was with some buddies of mine from college, and we just kept saying, man, if Tyson would have been here when we were in school,
or
there's so many other eras of Clemson football where he would have been the guy. He would have been revered. You know, but he'd been handed the keys right when he walked on campus.
No doubt. No doubt.
It
great
just,
point.
You just happen to be right now at a time. It's kind of like Kelly Bryant in a way. You go in between Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. There's only so much you can do about that.
It's all about timing, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, so much of life is about timing. But so we'll keep an eye on that. I have notes from all other position groups at Clemson. We'll get to it scattered throughout the show. When we come back, didn't mention this. Did you see that the Atlantic League is doing robot umpires, doing automated strike zones?
Is this that weird minor league baseball league that's doing like the extending of the pitcher's mound and everything else?
Yes, they have.
Boy, they just don't like traditional baseball down there.
They don't, but we'll see about how it goes. Anyway, we had a manager that was ejected last night as a result of it. So,
what was he arguing with a computer? Is that? I mean, is there someone there to represent this?
Yeah, the home plate umpire is there.
Okay,
but I think I'm right. He's assisted by TrackMan. TrackMan is the amazing
the technology we're using.
Right,
for
right,
this, right,
right, right, right, right, right. So we'll see.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. So we'll look at the you know, how that works out. I'm going to learn more about it and how it works with the umpire. But I saw that for the first time we had someone arguing with the computer last night in Atlantic League baseball.
You go to WCCP, you can see me doing that most days of the week.
Yeah, arguing with the computer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on in, man.
All
we need
the time.
A camera on you.
Yeah.
Hey, Carolina Heating Service, they have what they call NAIT certified technicians. NAIT certification is the highest certification you can have. And what I mean that is these men and women, they go and train and do all kinds of great things all the time, and they continue to do a great job of that. When I mentioned NAIT certification, too, it's up and down the line. Whenever they come work on your air conditioning heating unit, it's going to be worked on by someone who was NAIT certified. Get a factory tune-up with that. You know, right now it's hot. I saw where 70% of the country is going to be under a heat advisor here in the next couple of weeks. So you know it's hot. You don't want to be caught if it is a situation. If it's an emergency situation, your air conditioning goes down, breaks, they'll fix it for you. Get it tuned up now, factory tune-up now, to make sure that it's running very efficiently at this point for you. And then that makes your machine last longer. That also makes your power bill lower. New power bills are skyrocketing in this summertime. So take care of it. Call our friends at Carolina Heating Service, 707-0924. That's 864-707-0924. Or very easy to remember, carolinaheating.com. Matt Luke is the coach of Ole Miss. Some of you might not know that. We'll tell you about his squad. We'll let you hear from Matt Luke. Also, I have position by position notes from all the Clemson stuff that you can. In case you didn't get to hear Clark and Kelly's show yesterday, we'll let you hear from Brent Venables and his guys maybe a little bit later on as well. Short break, much more right after this.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a 3-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Do you bleed orange and purple? Do you want to show your team's spirit everywhere you go? With a Clemson debit card from Founders Federal Credit Union, you can do just that. Visit the Clemson office to get your debit card today. Or call 1-800-845-1614 and order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Not a member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Are you in the market for a new memory foam mattress? The Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop their inventory of memory foam mattresses in a box. With stock in all sizes and options, in plush and firm, you're certain to find the right fit for you. The mattresses in a box are easy to transport, supportive, and comfortable. Come check it out, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Let Audible heat up your summer fun. With an unmatched selection of audio entertainment you can listen to anywhere, including exclusive Audible Originals. Compelling stories, thrilling performances, and A-list celebrity talent make Audible Originals must-listen events, like Stan Lee's Alliances, A Trick of Light, performed by actress Yara Shahidi. Get it only from Audible, or choose a title perfect for your travel plans. Start a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook is on us at audible.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Our friends at Lakeside Lodge, they take the best parts of a hotel, the amenities, the housekeeping, the food, the beverages, the services, the responsiveness, and they match them with the ownership and the rental potential of condominiums right here on Lake Hartwell, right here in Clemson, right across the street from Death, right across the lake, I should say, from Death Valley. It's a really unique experience. I visited, first of all, I've known Taj and known Leighton Cubbage and Steve Mudge now for a long, long time. I've known Leighton for since I knew who Taj Boyd was back in the mid-90s. And great people there. Your condo is right there on Lake Hartwell. You've got the just minutes from Death Valley and Little John, the hotel amenities. You know, what's nice is you go on vacation some places, you get done, you got to wash the sheets or bring your own sheets, bring your own towels and that kind of stuff. They take care of all this for you. So you come and it's like you know, all the amenities that you got there. The restaurant's going to be awesome. You're going to love it. And they've got studio, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom condos. The interesting part of this is that if you own a two- or three-bedroom deal, you can close off part of the unit that you're using and even rent out a room or two. So, and you get money back from that. So it is a unique experience as a condo tail. I had no idea what a condo tail was until now with this stuff. Check them out online. Go right by and see it. I was by there again yesterday. It's beautiful. All kinds of progress. Massive place, too, by the way. It's LakesideLodgeClemson.com. SEC Media Days were continued yesterday with four coaches. It was Jimbo Fisher, Jeremy Pruitt, Kirby Smart. But let's start out with Ole Miss's Matt Luke. Let you hear a little bit from the head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels.
Kind of feel like year one for you all over again, given now that you have two coordinators that you're going through the hiring process and made that decision yourself, plus knowing your season doesn't have to end on Thanksgiving night this year. So does it kind of feel like you're starting year one, even though it's technically your third year in the position?
You know, I think there's a lot of energy and confidence in our building for a lot of different reasons. biggest thing is we're able to sign 31 players and get back to that 85 number for the first time since 2014. Obviously, the coordinators, I like what we've done with our staff. I think whenever you hire two national coaches of the year as your coordinators, I think it makes a statement. And then, you know, and then the ability to go back to a bowl game. I think, you know, the players, the fans, the energy, it's all there. Just all that excitement building and the feeling of normalcy. You come in here and talk about football and not talk about sanctions or bowl games. I think it's going to be a good year.
Coach, to your left here on the front row.
Quince Weitzer, Great American Sports Network in Kansas City. Coach, you became the interim head coach at Ole Miss in 2017. Just kind of talk about what this journey's been like for you the last few years coming in here now as your second SEC media days as kind of the guy and what the pageantry and what it's like being, you know, embraced by a place like Ole Miss, a very special place in Oxford.
No, it is. Ole Miss is so special. It's a unique town. It's a family atmosphere. And so the part about, you know, being at Ole Miss, your alma mater, it definitely is very special. We came in last night because of the rain, and you drive up to the hotel and you see the big SEC sign and you see all the banners of all the different schools. Yeah, it was a special moment. And being a coach and a player in this league for now 19 seasons, I think you have a healthy respect, and you just feel really blessed to be a part of such a great conference and all the pageantry that is the SEC.
Coach, to your right against the wall.
Hey, Coach. Hey. Michael Bradford, Center Down South. Matt Corral, I believe he's the only freshman here. You know, aside from his play on the field, what gave you the confidence to bring him to SEC Media Days to represent your program?
You know what? I think Matt has that competitive fire and that competitive nature. He was thrust into a leadership role, and the kids rallied around him. And I think he was a great fit this spring with Rich Rod and that edge and that passion that he coaches with. And so he was just a natural fit as a leader because of all those qualities that he has. And I think people and the teammates gravitate to him because of that.
Coach, to your left over here, front row.
Coach Noah Groninger, Great American Sports Network, Kansas City. Can you talk a little bit about your time 2017 coaching Breland Speaks, and now he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. Started off in a 3-4 outside linebacker. Now he's moving back inside. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that transition for him, moving back inside, kind of where he's more comfortable?
Yeah, you know what? I think one of the things, Breland was a linebacker in high school, but the thing that made him unique was his versatility. We played him in a lot of different positions, three technique, defensive end, but I do think he'll be more comfortable there. You know, I really saw him grow not only as a player but as a person. And was very instrumental in me sitting right here today. The type of player he was, the way he finished out his career.
Coach, to your right against the wall.
Coach, obviously, Memphis is the first game on your schedule, but the first SEC game is against Arkansas. What do you see in that program and the direction it's going, and what Chad Morris has coming into his second year there?
Yeah, you know what? I got a lot of respect for Chad. Obviously, I think he's doing a great job. And as far as our focus, all of our focus has to go on Memphis because it's our first game. I think that will be a huge game for us, a huge test for us, because I think that will be a springboard if we can find a way to get that one done, to have a packed stadium in Vaught-Hemingway in a night game in the first SEC game.
Coach, to your left, third row.
AJ Spur, 90.7 WVUA-FM Tuscaloosa. Coach, Corral talked about how being ruled out as a young team or an inexperienced team is a motivator for this 2019 Rebels team. How big of a factor is that, and a driving force is that, to this 2019 Ole Miss team?
Well, I think it's big. I think playing with an edge and playing with that emotion and that chip on your shoulder will be very important for a young football team. And, I'm excited about the opportunity. There's going to be a lot of new faces, but a lot of talented new faces. I think we recruited well, and I'm excited to, you know, see that depth really show up, being back at 85 scholarships. Although they're going to be young, I think it'll be fun to watch that competition and those young guys competing, and just really excited about that and the attitude of the football team.
That is Matt Luke, head coach at Ole Miss. 42 years old. He played there from 95 to 98. He was a center. And has spent most of the time there. He was a GA at Ole Miss. He left to go to Murray State for a couple of years, came back as an offensive line tight ends coach for 3 or 4 years, and then went to Tennessee for 2, to Duke for 3,
but has been back at Ole Miss now as offensive line and an offensive coordinator since 2012, interim coach in 2017, and then head coach, full-time head coach last year, and you know, obviously coming into this year. In that first interim year, 6-6, 3-5 in the league. Last year, 5-7, 1-7 in the league. Probation took a big chunk out of what they did. He's 1-1 against the arch rival, Mississippi State. In that first year, part of the reason why he got that job was he did beat Mississippi State in Starkville, 31-28, beat a ranked Mississippi State club. If you remember, the quarterback got hurt, and, uh-huh. and they went winning that one. Last year, John, though, got thumped 35-3 at home to Mississippi State. And end of the season on a five-game losing streak. The 5-7, I thought it was a great win against Texas Tech starting things out. Didn't know Texas Tech would suck, though. Beat Southern Illinois, Kent State, Louisiana Monroe, and then they beat Arkansas, who went winless. But Alabama thumped them 62-7. LSU beat them 45-16. They weren't very good. South Carolina beat them 48-44. Auburn beat them 31-16. A&M beat them 38-24. Vanderbilt beat them 36-29. And then Mississippi State beat the snot out of them 35-3. It didn't end good. I don't think they're a very good squad this year. They're going with a true freshman at quarterback. But a couple things, John. A, I like Matt Luke.
I do too.
He seems to be likable. A little bit of what Clemson tries to sell here. It's a family deal there. It's a small town. You get a little different feel when you get there. B, they're playing with 85 scholarships for the first time, and they can go to a bowl game now, which is interesting.
I kind of forgotten about all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're back in the bowl game contention again. Now, I'm not sure they'll make one this year.
No, but they at least, you know, have the opportunity to go out and
right.
get that berth.
They can dream that dream now.
Sure, absolutely. It just means more to have that dream now.
Forgot to mention this. His dad played at Ole Miss. His brother played at Ole Miss, and so he's a longtime family Ole Miss guy. He's their guy. The other part of this thing is that, as he mentioned, they're going to play Matt Corral, a redshirt freshman quarterback, a guy that was highly recruited out of Southern California, and a guy that committed to about four or five different schools. But he's coming there. The offense will be young and inexperienced, only 3 returning starters, 10 returning starters on defense. But a defense last year, they gave up 36 points a game and 483 yards a game. They're not very good. Good news, bad news there.
Yeah, is it good news when your whole defense returns?
No.
Good at football?
Not for those guys.
Yeah.
Both starting tailbacks or both guys tailbacks can't come back. They lose all those wide receivers they've had the last couple of years. They're out of the system now. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like this numbers-wise on defense. But, again, experience, they should be a little bit better. Ready to do a little win game for Ole Miss?
Let's do it.
Since it's Wednesday win game. Again, 5-7 last year, but on a five-game losing streak, and some bad losses last year. At Memphis. Be careful. Just be careful, I'm telling you.
That's a very tough game because if, you know, Memphis is replacing two very good tailbacks, and I'm pretty sure Riley Ferguson, the quarterback, is gone, and but Memphis has been a 10-1 ball club the last few years. I kind of think Memphis wins that ball game up there.
I'm just telling you.
It's like a 30-40-minute drive in between Oxford and Memphis.
Yeah. Oh, but before I get into it too much, you've been to Oxford.
I have, yes.
Your thoughts of Oxford?
Great town.
Really?
An unbelievable town, yes. If anyone ever gets the chance to go, I highly recommend it. The square is a lot of fun, good food, good beverages. It's just it's a great time. However, football stadium's a little sad looking. That just, you know, well, we're also spoiled up here. So,
Memphis,
but great town.
Memphis, 8-6 last year. Memphis is a yeah. You mentioned Henderson gone after having an unbelievable year.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Taylor comes back there with 1,100 yards rushing.
Oh, he does. For some reason, I thought he was gone as well.
No.
Is Riley Ferguson the quarterback returning?
No. They had Brady White end up last year.
Huh.
As their guy there.
Ferguson was 2 years ago.
Huh. Yeah. Look, this is a 8-6 decent ball club. Mike Norvell is, for some reason, he's mentioned all the time. I'm just telling you to be careful with that first one. All right, you give him a win there?
No, I'm going to give him a loss. I'm giving Memphis the win.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Arkansas at home?
Win.
Southeast Louisiana?
They'll win that.
California? That's interesting.
It's interesting. I think they went for the sole reason of, I don't know anything about the Cal Bear football team right now.
I'm going to split on Cal and Memphis. Give them 1-1.
Okay.
At Alabama.
Loss.
Vanderbilt at home.
Win.
At Missouri.
Loss.
A&M at home.
Loss.
Open date at Auburn.
Depending on if Malzahn is still the coach at this point, they could win that, but I'll give them the loss right now.
I agree. New Mexico State at home.
The win.
LSU at home.
Loss.
Open date and at Mississippi State.
If things go right, they can go to a bowl game. I think Mississippi State, Tommy Stevens is going to be the quarterback there probably. I'd give the edge to Mississippi State. So, yeah, 5-7, 6-6.
I'm going 5-7. I don't think it's going to be a good deal for Matt. Look, I hope he can survive there. He seemed like a good guy.
Yeah, he made some good hires this offseason.
Yeah, Rich Rodriguez.
That was a big get for him. I'm not the biggest Rich Rod fan, but hey. And I believe he went out and got a new defensive coordinator as well.
He did.
And it's a name that I have heard once. I don't know if you've got it there in front of you.
Let's see who you hired there. But oh, by the way, I am a Rich Rodriguez fan.
Are you?
Yeah, I like Rich Rodriguez. I think he's
great football coach.
Mike McIntyre.
That's right, the old Colorado coach. Yeah, that's right, because he took two former, like he was saying there.
Two former head coaches.
And two former coaches of the year to be put on his staff. So I think from that standpoint, he kind of did the Dabo mold of, let me hire great people to do their job. Then hopefully he just gets out of the way and lets it happen.
Yeah, I think 5-7 still. Offensively, they'll be pretty good under Rich. Rich Rod's a good football coach.
Does he keep his job at 5-7 being one of their guys? First year back after all this nonsense?
Yeah. Look, you got to give him time to rebuild.
Not his fault Hugh Freeze went rogue.
Yeah, they've got some major rebuilding to do there. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. I'll let you hear from Jeremy Pruitt, University of Tennessee. For Clemson fans at 7:05, I told you a little bit about the quarterback stuff I learned yesterday. I learned something from every single position and the position coaches. But when we come back, we'll do a little Jeremy Pruitt. Hey, our friends over at Roosters, roostersmgc.com, the American Style Barbershop is back. Look, the guys, if you want to get your haircut, that classic shave, the straight razor shave, the hot towel treatment, the neck massage, the head massage, they'd love to take care of you there at Roosters. You know, this modern barbershop is making a major comeback, man. It's what guys are doing, and guys are loving it. You know, as men, sometimes we work late, we take care of the kids, we do all kinds of things around the church and the house and the schools and the keep up the yard, keeping up with the vacation stuff, keeping up with everything. Why not treat yourself, guys? Go to Roosters. Your lady, she'll know the difference in you, how you look, how you feel, how you smell. Goodbye and see your friends at Roosters off of Pelham Road in Greenville, roostersmgc.com. Make an appointment today. 884-8920. Short break, much more. John Hite, Mickey Plowler, when you come back right after this.
The countdown is on. 43 days till Clemson Tiger football.
And at the Clemson 21-yard line with the ball in the right hash. Takes a snap. Play action. Wants to throw. Under some pressure. Hit. The ball is picked up in midair. Coming away with it was Justin Foster, the defensive end. Pressure on Starkle. He got hit. The ball popped up, and Foster able to pick it off.
Every thrilling minute on the flagship station for Clemson football. 105.5. The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a two-piece dinner combo, two for just $10.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Need to get organized? Today is the day for doing with the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Put your basement or garage in order with a range of Husky welded steel shelves, including a four-tier 77-inch rack, just $169. That'll save you $30. Easy to assemble, each shelf has a lifetime warranty and holds up to 1,500 pounds. That gets a lot out of your way. Come into the Pack Store Save event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
For nearly 25 years, Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling auto mowers worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you can enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Auto Mowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust Easley Lawn and Garden to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Auto Mower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna Auto Mower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna Auto Mower professionals for sales, installation, and service. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
It's sizzling Sprint weekend. This weekend only, switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line with a prepaid MasterCard. That's right, we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line. It's our way of giving you a clean slate so you can make the switch to Sprint. For a limited time, you can also pick up an iPad on us when you lease a new iPhone. It's an unrivaled pair. Get both and save big when you switch to Sprint, a network built for unlimited. Stop by your local Sprint store during Sizzling Sprint Weekend, July 19th, 20th, and 21st to learn more. Don't miss out on the fun this Sizzling Sprint Weekend. Less required phone trading credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charge or remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6 Gen 32GB, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Tax due at sale.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Hey, First Class Halt says it all. Their name says it all. It's First Class, and you only work on Hondas, Acura, Lexuses, and Toyotas. And, you know, I went by and met the guys and girls there, and I've been by, you know, several times to see these men and women. I'm only to the Anderson. I've never been to the Greenville location, but they just want to talk to you and want to know that if you have a Honda, an Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, you don't have to take it to the dealership. You can take it straight to these folks, and you're going to get the kind of expertise working just with those. Whoever's working on your car has worked on that make and that model. Well, the manufacturer for at least 15 years. There's specials all over their website. Monthly specials going on now. Check those out online with free tows, with shuttle services. Think about our friends at First Class Halt. They're gonna be upfront and honest with you, and you're going to love it. It's firstclasshalt.com, H-A-L-T, firstclasshalt.com. All right, someone requested, so we'll get to this now. Jeremy Pruitt, head coach at Tennessee, met with the media down in Hoover yesterday. Let's hear a few minutes from the head man of the Tennessee Volunteers.
Here, we as coaches, we always want to go back and kind of do a self-analysis on ourselves. And, you know, I, obviously having a long Christmas break, I had a chance to do that not far from here in Troy, Alabama. So, you know, I go back, I'm looking at our football team. You're trying to play back every game in your head, right? So one of the things that kind of came to me, I'm sitting here saying, we lose probably a couple of games because mental errors, and we lose a couple of games probably because we maybe didn't fight the way we needed to fight like we did at the beginning of the year. Well, you go back, well, whose fault is that? That's obviously my fault as a head football coach. And you go back and look at the teams that I've been associated with or the groups of men that I've coached over the years, that's not been the kind of the trademark of the teams that I've coached. You know, we've played the right way. We've played smart. We didn't beat ourselves. So I'm sitting there, okay, how does this happen? And I go back, and it's pretty simple. The first 6 months that I'm at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, I'm trying to fix everything, right? So we want to get the weight room right. We want to get the practice fields right. We want to get nutrition, just everything that goes into building the program for the next 10 to 20 years. And I lost the most important thing to me, which was our players in itself. And the relationship that has always been a strength of mine. So I talked to my wife about it, and it was pretty interesting. You know, she's always, wherever we've been, she's always tried to take a lot of credit for the success that we've had, you know, over the years. You know, so I asked her when the season was over with on Christmas, I said, you know, babe, you hadn't mentioned a whole lot about, you know, your contributions to this year's season. And she said, well, if you had moved me to Knoxville in January instead of June, we'd have went 8-4 instead of 5-7. So, but I have learned a lot this offseason, and it was pretty easy fix to fix our relationship with our players and build a relationship. And it takes time, right? Over time, you learn to trust people and you get to know them and know who they are. And with that, you know, it's been very positive this offseason. Our players are comfortable around our coaching staff. And you can see guys that maybe at one time I wondered whether or not they'd be able to help us, you know, win what we want to accomplish at Tennessee, to where I see guys that are kind of growing and developing and are really have an opportunity to turn themselves into some fine football players. So I'm excited about this football team. I've been coaching for, my math's not very good, since 1997, and I'm as excited about this football team as any I've ever been around. And it's not about how many games we're going to win or anything like that, and I know that's how you're measured. It's just about being around the people and how they go to work and how far they've came in the last 18 months. That's what excites me about it and where we're going. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Coach, to your left on the front row.
That being said, with your opening statement about kind of what you've learned about yourself with 1 year under your belt, what are your expectations and personal goals for yourself in year two?
Well, I want to be a better head football coach. I think it starts with trusting the men that you got working for you, and we have a fantastic staff at Tennessee. It starts on offense. I mentioned Jim Chaney, and I think he's one of the best coordinators in the country. T. Martin is one of the best coordinators in the country. You look at what he's done at USC over the last several years. A guy that is a great developer of wide receivers. Will Friend's a guy that I've known for years. And David Johnson, coaching our running backs. Brian Niedelmeyer's a bright young coach, great recruiter. Defensively with Derek Angeli, coming on as a defensive coordinator. Chris Rump, Tracy Rocker, Kevin Scher doing special teams. And that's just the guys who coach on the field. We have an army of folks, which Coach Fulmer has supported us in being able to do that, that can give their student athletes and be there. You think about it, those guys I just named, 4 months out of the year, they're not there. Why? Because they're recruiting. Well, somebody needs to be able to help them grow and develop as a student athlete, and we have the resources there to do that. So we have a lot of really fine coaches, young coaches on our staff that you'll hear about one day.
On the riser, Coach, to your right.
Coach, you're with WLTX. Talk about Bryce Thompson. He made an immediate impact on the defense last year, his first year. Just talk about what you saw from him and what you expect from him this year.
You know, Bryce is a guy that played quarterback in high school. He played a little bit of wide receiver, just a touch, a defensive back. But he's a guy that's used to having the ball in his hand. He's a great competitor. When he came to Tennessee, he wanted to be a wide receiver. After a couple of kind of morning workouts and talking a little bit, he said, hey, I may try corner. Well, he's not left that position. I think he was a freshman All-American this past year. I like to recruit offensive guys to play defense. They're used to handling the ball. Alante Taylor's a guy that played the other corner, was a high school quarterback. So Bryce is a guy that, you know, the thing that you want to challenge him with right now, are you going to be the Bryce Ramsey of 2000, Bryce Thompson 2018 or 2019? Notice I've coached a lot of Bryces. And he's got to work to improve. He needs to be better than he was as a freshman.
Jeremy Pruitt, head coach at Tennessee, is wet to Tiger Tech, and needs to work on his grammar class because of, among the many things there, what T. Martin done at Southern Cal.
What he done?
Yeah, what he done there.
What he done down
you
there?
You think Tennessee, like the university president and provost, kind of cringe when the guy talks and talks about what somebody done at Southern Cal? Look, I can't talk, man. I make mistakes here grammatically all the time, but I'm not representing the whole university is on the center stage.
Yeah, it just shows that that man's a football coach.
I think you've done a good job here. Whatever you've done.
Done good?
Yeah. Couple things. Coordinators. Chaney is the new offensive coordinator coming in from Georgia. When we talk Georgia, by the way, they have two new coordinators, and I think that's going to be very, very interesting coming out of that. I think that I don't like Jeremy Pruitt. I think he's a sleazeball. I don't think he's a good guy. I think that he is one of the bad guys in football, and I think that he's one of the just get it done guys. I don't like him. And if you're Tennessee, I'm wondering, Pruitt might end up being the guy, but I'm wondering between, think about this for a second. Think about who has been the head coach there. And even the interim guys. Interim, you're not really, you know, because you make fires at the end of the year, whatever. You realize that since Philip Fulmer, had Lane Kiffin, Derek Dooley, Jim Chaney coached a couple of games when he took over as interim. Butch Jones. Brady Hoke had a couple of interim deals there. And now Jeremy Pruitt. Pruitt went 5-7 last year. Think about the last 10 years at Tennessee. They are 62-63 in the last 10 years at Tennessee. Tennessee is 25-55 in the SEC in the last 10 years. I don't know how it got. Now, let me remind you of this, John. In cutting my teeth of my formative years of football,
sure,
Tennessee was an absolute power. Tennessee was a national championship program, and Tennessee was a recruiting power, man. And then you look at what has happened here. This is amazing.
They used to own this state, if I'm not mistaken.
They did. They come in and ruled this state in recruiting. Now, they claimed some national titles with General Nealon. Some 10-1 seasons in the early 50s, maybe. A 9-2, they claim that. They finished second. Let me give you just the AP national championships. 1951, what General Nealon did. But starting in about, really about 85, with Johnny Majors. They finished fourth in the country in 85, finished fifth in the country in 89, seventh in the country in 90, finished second under Philip Fulmer in 95, ninth in 96, seventh in 97, won it all in 98, finished ninth in 99, finished fourth in 2001. When Tennessee had some unbelievable years in there. From 87 until 2007, won at least 10 games in 87, 89, 93, 95, 96, 97, 98, 2001, 2003, 2004, and 2007. Since 2007, they've gone 5-7, 7-6, 6-7, 5-7, 5-7, 5-7, 7-6. A couple of 9-4s under Butch Jones, 4-8, and 5-7.
If you would have told me before you listed off the years that a couple of years of Butch Jones would have been the most successful Tennessee has been in over a decade, I told you you're crazy because Butch Jones was a joke.
Texas said,
"Wow,
can you elaborate on why you think Pruitt isn't a good guy? Just from what other coaches say about him, his recruiting tactics, some of the guys that he hired on his staff, and one of those just get it done guys, living in the darker shades of gray rather than the lily white. I think he's a cutthroat recruiter, and he's a sleazy guy, sleazy about what he's been accused of off the field and things along those lines. I don't want to get into it too much there, but just from what other coaches say about him. This isn't an original thought, but when you ask other coaches in college football about Jeremy Pruitt, you get not a consensus, but you get a good feel that from those folks that, kind of a sleazeball. Quickly, John, if we can, win game. Only got 1 minute. We got to fly through this. 10 returning stars on offense. An offense last year only averaged 22 points a game, though.
All right.
And a defense gave it 27 points a game, 6 on defense, 5-7 last year. Quickly, Georgia State.
Win.
BYU.
Win.
Chattanooga.
Win.
At Florida.
Loss.
Open date. Georgia at home.
Loss.
Mississippi State at home.
Loss.
Really?
I'm a Joe Moorhead fan.
You like him?
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a win there. At Alabama.
Loss.
South Carolina at home.
Win.
UAB.
Win.
At Kentucky.
Win.
At Missouri.
Loss.
Vanderbilt at home.
For 7-5 football team.
I'm going to go 7-5 as well. They'll lose one of those I didn't. So 7-5.
Which is right on brand for Tennessee for the last 20 years.
You know what? At 7-5 over 11-year period, that would get them up to 69-68. So get a record over 11-year period.
Let's go.
All right. We come back. I want to do several things. First thing we'll do is we'll get into Clemson position by position, what we learned yesterday. Secondly, we'll let you hear from Jimbo Fisher and Kirby Smart from the SEC Media Days. Love to hear from you, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Help our text line, 986-1566. And on Twitter, at Mickey Plotter, at John_Height. Hour number two when you return right after this.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP.